Praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, yielding myself to you, Father. Father, I just ask that you let me say what you want me to say tonight, Father, to minister to your people, and do not let me say anything that you do not want me to say tonight, Father. Father, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our life, and I just thank you and praise you for it, and I just ask that your people receive tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the name of my message tonight is Knowing God's Voice. And most of you know that we've been doing a series on this, and the pastors have asked that we just continue on with that. So I'm honored to be able to do that tonight. And it's amazing when you're given a subject and you start studying on that subject, how much you learn about that specific thing. Typically, I teach on tithes and offering, but I was asked to kind of step outside of my box, and of course, I'm going to be obedient to what God wants me to do. Now, I will tell you that the devil has tried to throw a distraction, and he has tried in every way that he can to get me to not stand here tonight, but I'm letting him know that he is defeated in Jesus' name, and I hope that someone receives something tonight from this. So I'm going to start with a scripture, and the scripture that I'm going to start with comes from Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Also, Revelation 3:22 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to churches." I know that this is a Spirit-led church. I love that about this church. I know that our pastors pray about everything, and I feel very blessed that they do that. It's often when we're worried, when we're anxious, or when we're overwhelmed that we cry out to God. We cry out to God and ask Him to speak to us. We ask Him to do something for us. We look for His voice, and we look for His guidance. When we need something, we don't only need to cry out to God when we need something. We should always, of course, cry out to God in all the areas of our life. The good news is that God is always wanting to hear from us, and He always wants to speak to us. God is constantly speaking to people. Now, He speaks to people in different ways. The way that He speaks to me might not necessarily be the way that He speaks to you. But too often, people miss out on hearing God's messages because they seek His guidance only occasionally. We don't need to only seek God's guidance occasionally. We need to seek His guidance each and every day of our lives. Each and every day when we wake up and our feet hit the floor, that is another day that we should honor and praise God for giving us the opportunity to wake up and have another day here on earth. We all know that this is not our permanent place, that we have our mansion in heaven. Material things are great, but at the end of the day, when we leave from here, none of those things can leave with us. So we have to focus on where our mansion's at, and my mansion and your mansion is upstairs with our Heavenly Father. Usually when people are going through a crisis or facing a major decision, then they're in dire need of something. They really need God right then. They want to hear from God right then. They want an answer right then. But we know that God doesn't work on our time. He works on His time. People become confused. They become frustrated. And when they can't clearly hear God, when they feel like God isn't giving them the clear answer, it causes frustration. But we have to step back a minute and say, you know, God's going to take care of us. He has the right timing. And we might not always understand that, but God's timing is always right. People start to wonder, how can I hear from God? And why haven't I heard from God? Things don't have to be this way. God wants everyone to hear His messages clearly. The way, you know, He wants all of His children to hear His messages and what He has for them. And it's possible to do so. The key is to forget about formulas, forget about gimmicks, forget about what the world says, and let's focus on hearing solely from God. Instead of developing the kind of relationship with God that will empower you to hear God speaking regularly. Sometimes we don't do that. But we need to be committed to doing that, studying, reading the Word, doing those things that we all do when, you know, we want to grow closer to Christ. The closer you get to God, the more you can enjoy an ongoing conversation with Him. When you build that relationship with Him, when you build that relationship with your Heavenly Father, and the closer that you get to Him, He's going to speak to you. You're going to know that that is Him speaking to you. Not only do we have to be good listeners, but in order to hear what He's saying, sometimes you have to be still. Sometimes when we can sit back and be still, we can hear more conversations. You know, there might be something specifically in your life that's going on that you're wanting an answer on, and God's going to give you that answer. Now, I can't say that He's going to give you that answer tonight, but He's going to give you that answer. The conversations that you have with God can transform you into a new person. It can transform you into the person that God wants you to be. We need to strive to be. None of us are perfect, and God knows that. And He doesn't expect us to be perfect, but of course we have to repent from our sins, and we should not continue to commit that same sin. But God wants to transform everyone. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. So when you get somewhere and you're still and you're in that moment, you know that that is God speaking to you at that point in time. John 8:47 says, "Whoever is God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." So to me, that is saying, you have to have a relationship with God to be able to hear Him. And we are all in different, we are all on different spiritual levels as we are continue to grow each and every day and grow closer to our Heavenly Father. John 6:63 also says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." I have a couple of ways. I did a lot of studying, and I have some and pulled some information. And one of the ways that we can recognize that God has created a close friendship with you, the way that you hear best from God is in the context of the friendship with Him. God intends for you to figure out His will freely and intelligently as you engage in regular conversations with Him. God's will is to be personally present with you and speaking with you moment by moment as you go through life. Then you'll grow to understand Him more and become more like His Son, Jesus. And we all want to be like that, correct? We want to grow closer to Him each and every day. Another one is, let's consider our motives for wanting to hear God. Why are you wanting to hear God? What are you asking Him for? What is the reasoning behind that? Honestly, reflect on why you want to hear from God. Is it because you're truly open to whatever God has to say and committed to putting His guidance into action and fulfilling His purposes? Is that why you want to hear from God? Or is it for a selfish reason? Such as wanting to feel righteous or comforted? Confess and repent of any wrong motives. Ask God to give you the openness to hear and respond faithfully to what He wants to tell you. Another one, let's make it our goal. Make your goal more than just hearing God. It is important to hear from God, and that shouldn't be your ultimate goal. Instead, make your main goal to become a spiritually mature person in a close relationship with God. When we get to that spiritually mature level, then that's given us the opportunity to get closer to Him and to hear what He is trying to tell us. Let me back up just a little bit. We want to be mature in our relationship with God, and that is the only way that we can clearly get there. We have to be open, and we have to know, you know, what God is trying to tell us, what instructions He's trying to give us in whatever situation that we're in. Another thing, know that you're important to God. Each and every one of us are important to God. Know that you're important. Know that you're worthy. Know that He loves you, regardless of what you of what's happened in your life, of what trials and tribulation, all of that doesn't matter. God doesn't look at us for the wrongdoings that we did, that, you know, we've done, because we all repent and ask for forgiveness. Have confidence that God is willing to speak to you just as powerfully as He did the people in the Bible. God values you just as much. Now, we should not let pride creep into our soul, because we must be humble. We have to be humble in order to faithfully receive and respond the messages God has for each and every one of us. I'm going to say this. Don't try to force God to tell you something. We can't demand Him. This isn't a demanding situation. Don't try to force Him to tell you something. No matter how much you want to hear from Him, and I know I've been in that situation to where I really needed an answer to something, and I wanted it then. I didn't want to wait. But of course, that's our flesh, and you know, we have to, you know, pray about that and move forward. But we don't have to convince God. God knows what's going on. God knows all of our circumstances. And God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me. He wants to speak to all of His children. We have to focus on developing a respectful relationship with God. A respectful relationship in God, with God, and to wait for His timing. We have to wait on His timing. If we're not waiting on His timing, then we can't move forward, and God can't give us the blessings that He wants to give us. And if God is choosing to not give you the specific guidance about something right then that you've prayed about and what you're considering, make sure that it's in line with the Bible and the moral principles. Because if it's not in line with the Bible and the Word of God, then it's just not right. You can go to God with confidence and make your own decision about what to do and still be within God's will. Another thing is recognize that God communicates in many forms. The way that God communicates with me might not necessarily be the way that God communicates with you. God may choose any one of us in many ways to communicate to you, according to what's best at particular times and at particular circumstances. So God has to answer according to your circumstances. He can't answer something for me according to your circumstances. And I know that it's hard. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to wait on things. But you will hear God speaking through your thoughts. And He will use ordinary practices such as reading the Bible, praying quietly, learning from circumstances. How many of us have learned from circumstances in the past, right? Or seeking counsel from other Christians to reach out to you to think about them. God will use dramatic means to get your attention when necessary. But His goal is for you to be so closely connected to Him that you will pay attention whenever He speaks to you. God wants us to be obedient. If He is, He wants us to be obedient in all the areas of our life. Usually if God speaks through what people have described as a still, small voice. You've heard people say before, I've heard God's voice, I got still. And He does that to encourage the ones that He loves to choose to keep walking closely with Him through life. God wants us to continue and build our relationship each and every day with Him. He wants to renew your mind. Since God speaks through our mind and he wants to develop what the Bible calls the mind of Christ, which is the ability to make decisions as Jesus would, and we want to make Christ-like decisions, correct? So do not conform to the pattern of this world. And if you do this, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants to renew our mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. We all know that his good, pleasing, and perfect will is what he wants for us. That's what he wants for all of his children. As you invite the Holy Spirit to renew your mind every day, he will cleanse it from such dirt and clutter as false beliefs and attitudes, unhealthy feelings, misguided plans, maybe negativity at work, whatever you might be enduring in your life. God wants to replace that with the Holy Spirit. He wants to replace that with good thoughts. He wants us to reflect on God's purposes. Another way is we're going to invite the living word to help us when we read the written word. So, and I know that, someone can read a scripture and, to them, that might mean this. But if we're not understanding, then we can ask God to give us the understanding so that we can understand that scripture. The word of God is living and it is a creative force. It is powerful. The word of God does not return null and void. When you read the Bible, ask Jesus to make the Bible's words come alive for you and come alive for you. And I remember that Miss Bonnie, when she taught last week, she said that she was reading a scripture and she just kind of sang the words, just kind of dancing on the page. I remember that. And then we need to recognize God's voice above all others. We need to know if that is God. We need to know that if that is the Holy Spirit instructing us to do that. And most people by experience, you can learn to recognize God's voice. You know if it's God's voice and you know if it's God that is speaking to you. When thoughts reoccur, pray about them. They may be coming from God. Keep in mind that God will never send you a message that contradicts the Bible's principles. God will never send us a message that contradicts what the Bible says. God's voice carries the weight of authority within it. It expresses a spirit of peace. It gives us confidence. It gives us joy. It gives us goodwill. It gives us all of those things. If you think that God may be speaking to you, ask him to confirm so that you can study and meditate on the Bible. You are alert to the circumstances you encounter or as you experience the Holy Spirit's impressions in your mind. So, with me saying that, God wants us to be able to recognize his voice. He wants us to know that that is him and that give us confirmation, I guess I should say, give us confirmation that's him, that he's telling us that. The last thing that I'm going to say is that we need to set aside time regularly to listen for God's messages. Maybe God is trying to tell us something and we're just not being still. I know that we all get busy. Some people are retired, some people work, we have kids. We have kids in college. I get all of that. But we still have to set aside the time for God. We have to get somewhere and we have to be still. We have to be still. And if we can make this a habit, listening for the Holy Spirit, when we get still, that might be the moment that God's going to give you your answer. But if we're not setting aside that time regularly for him because we're focused on work and home and the bills and the car and everything else, God's not going to be able to speak to us to give us peace about that situation because your mind is so focused on everything else. ask God to constantly give you guidance. God wants to give us guidance, and He, you know, He wants us to make the right decisions, and you know, He wants to be a part of our life. But we have to give that commitment to Him as well. Put yourself in a position to hear God's voice. How do we do this? By waking up in the morning with the sole objective of hearing God's voice. Listen consistently. Listen. And I'm just going to share this small little thing. I don't know about y'all, but I typically take the same route every single morning to work. I don't like to switch it up. I like to go. I just like to go the certain way, and I'm just going to go that way. So, but have you ever heard that voice? Have you heard that voice before that says, no, don't go that way? And I'm pretty much, you know, consistent. But we've all heard that voice before. You know, I've heard someone say before, well, something told me to not go that way. And they didn't. And then guess what? There was a 10-car pileup down the street. That was God's voice telling that person to take that detour to remove them from what could have happened. Never listen to a voice that is contrary to the Word of God. If it does not line up with the Word of God, then do not listen to it, because God is not going to tell us to do anything, and He's not going to do anything that is not in line with the Word of God. It has to be in line with what the Bible says. If it's not in line with what the Bible says, then that's not God. That's right. So the only person I can say it is the devil. That's right. Obey Him in the little things that you already know. We need to be obedient. We have to obey Him. As we are faithful to carry out the simple voice of the Scripture, such as forgive, serve, tithe, love, then God's voice will become clearer and clearer in areas of our life that are more complicated and harder to figure out. Keep a soft heart. Amen. Hebrews 3:15 says, today if you hear the voice, do not harden your heart. Here are some simple ways to keep a soft heart. Be willing to do whatever He tells you to do. Don't question Him. Be thankful for what God has done. A thankful heart is a soft heart. Hold nothing against anyone for any reason. This includes forgiving yourself. Jesus' blood was shed for your sins, shortcomings, and mistakes. He holds nothing against you. Nothing. So treat yourself and others the way He treats you. You are forgiven, so forgive others. I am forgiven, so I have to forgive others. God loves you so much that He never wants you to be alone. He will be there with you wherever you go, and He will speak to you in every situation in which you will listen with a humble heart. Problems increase in our lives when we don't listen to God. And I'm going to say that again. Problems increase in our lives when we do not listen to God. Solutions come when we hear from God. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Also Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to give a brief testimony in closing tonight. Most of you know that Skye injured her finger the last week of school when she caught a kickball, and the finger was kind of bent. Long story short, went to the doctor, had to have surgery. Vance and I have been very blessed. We were blessed with a healthy child. We have never had any medical problems, never, you know, had to go to the hospital or anything. And unfortunately, when we went to the doctor, it was a little bit too late, so we were told that Skye was going to have surgery. Well, I needed God to speak to me in that situation. situation. I really did. Because when we went to, you know, my pediatrician referred me to a specialist. You know, a doctor's not going to refer you to a specialist unless you need surgery or something. So that was, you know, an area that I needed God to speak to me in, because I mean, we wasn't in the room 2 minutes and the doctor looks at her finger, he looks at the x-rays and says, oh, we got to have surgery. You want it Friday or Monday? Whew. Well, this was like a Wednesday. So we're moving kind of fast here. So I needed God to speak to me in that situation, because I knew that they were going to have to put my child to sleep. Okay. Now, I have faith. I'm a Christian woman, and I don't doubt what God's going to do and that he wasn't going to protect my child. But as a mother, you know, you start thinking, well, they have to put my child to sleep. So I really needed God to, you know, rain down on me and say, you know, Ashley, I got this. And I knew that in the back of my mind. But, you know, this is your child that we're talking about, and you know, this is serious, and there, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes and things that we have to deal with. So I didn't choose Friday. I chose Monday to give me a little bit of time. But you know, I said, God, I said, I really need you to speak to me in this situation. We did get up that Monday morning. We had to be there pretty early, and you know, they come, you know, how they, you know, they get you prepared and all of that. And, you know, when they take your child away and they're like, oh, well, you need to go sit in the waiting room, you know, well, I needed God to speak to me right then. And God gave me peace about that situation. I knew that my baby was going to be fine. I have a praying church. I have a praying family. And I knew that he had his hand upon that. But as a mother, you're always concerned, especially when they're going to put your child to sleep. And I know that I serve a powerful God, and I know that the devil can't take anything from me that God has given me, and there is no doubt in my mind about that. But, you know, I needed him to give me peace about that situation, and he did. He really did, because when they wheeled Sky out, you know, I went out to the waiting room, and I knew that everything was going to be okay. I really knew that everything was going to be just fine. And there was no doubt in my mind that I would not see my child, you know, that they would go in there, that they would do what they needed to do, and it would be done. So, and then one more thing that I'm going to share. When I was younger, I was, I've almost been in several wrecks by someone being in my blind spot. Okay. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I typically look over my shoulder just to be sure, because I've almost been in a wreck like that before. And I feel like God has saved me numerous times. You know when you get the thought, you know, you're driving down the road and you have the thought, oh, well, maybe I could get over real quick, but that little voice says no. I know that was God telling me no, and you just don't know how many times God has saved me in that situation. And, you know, something big to me might be little to you, and something, you know, big to you might be little to me, but I know that that was my Heavenly Father taking care of me. He was giving me peace about that situation. He was speaking to me to let me know that it was going to be okay. And as far as the driving situation, I do that as a habit now, because I have almost been in a car wreck like that before, and I do it out of habit. But there's been numerous times where in my mind I've had that thought, well, I could just whoop over here real quick, not looking in the blind spot, and the Holy Spirit checked me, don't do that. And guess what? He has saved me plenty of times from, you know, causing a wreck or maybe being in a wreck. And I thank him for that. We have to recognize the voice of God. We have to know that it's him, and we have to be still to know that it's him. So, with that being said, that's all that I have for tonight. But ask God if you're needing something from him, you know, if you're needing an answer from him, he'll give you that answer. you just have to be still, and He's going to give it to you. And He comes to each and every one of us in different ways. The way He speaks to me might not be the way that He speaks to you. But with that being said, know that God wants that relationship with you. He wants to be able to speak to you, and He wants you to know that that is Him. He wants to give you that confirmation, and I believe that without a doubt in my mind. God bless you.